Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, continuing here. It's rolling along at 10:28 in the a.m., and it's good to have you with us. 869-1240 is the number. Kyle Boone now updating the Jarrah story out of K-State at CBS Sports, that he is out indefinitely now, indefinitely after sustaining a hand injury that will require surgery. Huge blow for K-State.
Wow.
Huge. Not just a game, as it sounded, or some short time, but a hand injury and the requirement of surgery, according to pretty good source in Kyle Boone from CBS Sports. So there you go. A little update right there. That is tough stuff. Boy, everybody's dealing with it right now, aren't they, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, that time of year.
I mean, that's why Wichita State right now is kind of in a pretty good position. He's, I mean, Greg right now has got a fairly healthy team, a pretty good schedule. Timing seems to be good for them at this particular point compared to other teams in the American. But, boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of teams right now that are dealing with some pretty stifling injuries, and that's a huge one for K-State. Huge. All right, let's get to it. The Alliance, the AAF. First of all, how much did you watch? Did you give it lip service, or did you pay attention?
No,
how much time did you watch?
Things got away from me this weekend, so I didn't see any of it live.
Okay,
just highlights and just a little overview of how many people watched. I mean, I think there was one of those games that outdrew the Thunder and the Rockets game or something like that. So I think it answered the question, you know, is it just football that we care about, or is it good football that we care about? I think there was a curiosity, obviously, early, just opening weekend, for those that wanted to seek it out, probably how good a product is this? So give it a look. I mean, everybody gave a cursory look to the XFL, too. That didn't mean it was a sustainable product, but no, I just saw the highlights and just I was more interested in the rules and what, if any, can the NFL learn from the Alliance rules. Now, before you just poo-poo or scoff at the Alliance, they're at least attempting to do it right. First of all, Charlie Ebersol and Bill Polian are the co-founders of this thing. Ebersol is the son of Dick Ebersol, who teamed up with Vince McMahon to create the XFL. But Bill Polian's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, long career as an NFL exec. The leadership board of the AAF has Troy Polamalu, Hines Ward, Jared Allen, and Justin Tuck on it. So they're at least, you would think, you know, stepping in the right direction. And Mike Pereira and Dean Blandino are officiating consultants here, too. So in looking at the rules and how they play, and differing from the NFL, I can't help but think there's at least something in here that the NFL is either going to closely examine or poach altogether. Number one, instead of kickoffs, which the league, the AAF, decided slowed down the game and created too many injuries, the ball starts on the 25-yard line after each score or at the beginning of each half. So there's no kickoffs. There's also no extra points. Not kicking, anyway. Got to go for two. You can kick field goals, but that's it. That's the only action kickers are going to get. Anything there so far? I doubt it.
No.
Maybe
I don't think so.
Maybe the kickoff thing.
Maybe the kickoff, but the 1 and 2 points thing, I think, works pretty well for the NFL. I like the fact that they moved back the kick, so you're essentially kicking a 33-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good because it's not an absolute gimme. So, no, I don't think the kickoff issue is something or other that they're just going to have to continue to work on.
Well, I noticed this year in the NFL, fewer and fewer kickoffs were even being returned. And there were some of them that were fair caught inside the 25, where they were in the field of play. So I would imagine that is trending the way that the NFL wanted it to as far as safety is concerned. Onside kicks have been replaced by an onside conversion. If a team is trailing by 17 points or there is 5 minutes or less left in the fourth quarter, team can opt to get the ball on their own 28 and try to convert a fourth and 12. Instead of an onside kick, you've got to convert fourth and 12 in your own territory. That's thinking outside the box, man. Kind of a cool idea.
That is kind of interesting, I think.
What would be more likely? You recover an onside kick or you convert on fourth and 12? I think converting on fourth and 12.
I think fourth and 12, sure.
You get a pass interference in there.
Yes.
You know, you could get a defensive holding in there. Those are both automatic first downs in the NFL. I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot.
No TV timeouts and fewer full-screen commercials. This isn't necessarily a rule, but this is how it's different than the NFL. There is also a sky judge referee who can communicate with the officials on the field and in real time so the refs don't have to go under a hood. In overtime, each team will get the ball at the opposing 10-yard line. They have one possession to score a touchdown, then attempt a two-point conversion. The game ends in a tie if neither team scores. That's different than the NFL. And here's one of the big ones for me, and I'm not sure how I feel about this. The AAF, in promoting high-scoring games, has implemented an illegal defense penalty. Teams cannot have more than five players rush at a time, rush the quarterback. In their detailed defensive rules, which differ from the NFL, I'm reading in part, on defense, no more than five players may rush on passing plays. No defensive player may rush from a position of more than 2 yards outside the widest offensive lineman and more than 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. The exceptions would be play action or run pass option plays, and if the ball leaves the tackle box, there's a 15-yard penalty for illegal defense if you do what I just said you couldn't.
Interesting.
Yeah?
I mean, it's intriguing, and it was intriguing enough that it pulled a 2.1 overnight rating. Now, look, this had pretty good platform. NFL Network, CBS, so you're getting some pretty good saturation, but there are two opening games, and I actually watched with at least one eye on it, San Diego at San Antonio, which was not a very interesting game. Ended up like 15-6 or 15-9, something
to six,
like that. I think. Yeah, but that and the game that was paired with it, Atlanta and Orlando, I guess it was. Orlando, by the way, is coached by Steve Spurrier. they reached an overnight rating of 2.1, trying to make some sense of what this means to you folks out there, by comparison, the game between the Rockets and the Thunder, which had James Harden and Russell Westbrook on ABC, reached a 2.0. So there was either it was football or curiosity factor, or more than likely a combination of both, but it did well in comparison, at least in those terms. So
they also had the players mic'd up. They also had the coaches mic'd up, and you could hear the replay official in real time talking about, and it was a female in one of the games, talking about what she saw on a catch, no catch, on a pass in the end zone, and you could hear her just talking through it. Which, now look, the XFL, for example, when it came into being, had all these bells and whistles and what they were going to try to make that the NFL wasn't. And it, you know, this is an easy comparison to make, but it was too much like professional wrestling.
Well, yeah, it was a caricature of football. I mean, basically, look, football, and I don't know how this will work out. I don't know where this is going. It's an eight-team league, but they've got a lot of very legitimate people connected with it.
Mm-hmm. To me, that's the difference. That's what my...
Yeah, that is the difference. And they're playing football.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing football, and they're not crapping it up from a standpoint of, you know, trying to have that kind of wrestle effect, you know? He hate me ain't playing,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, you don't have that, at least you didn't in week one have that. It was more directed to the purist, to people who love to watch football. Now, there are plenty of people who didn't like it, and I've heard it called, less than watchable. I've heard, I think Kirk Herbstreit took a pretty good charge at it, saying that he thought it looked like JV football. Somebody else said doesn't have legs. We'll see. There are so many broken experiments when it comes to football, European League, the World Football League, the USFL. Everyone thinks the USFL was around for a long time. The USFL was around for about a blink of an eye. The XFL. People have tried this for indoor football, arena league. I mean, all of this stuff has kind of come and gone.
World League.
Yeah, World League.
I think, I saw this a couple of days ago on social media. Somebody suggested what a good idea would be, and I happen to agree, is to allow some of these NFL players on practice squads to play in this league.
Mm.
Get them some reps. And to be as close to NFL quality as you could have, short of having Trent Richardson and a bunch of NFL retreads, with all apologies to Trent Richardson, who scored two touchdowns.
Right.
But to get some valuable actual football time to these practice squad players on these NFL teams. Now, in addition to superstar or star quality big-name head coaches, which they have besides Spurrier, they got Mike Singletary, Mike Riley, and Rick Neuheisel, Dennis Erickson. But they also are being pretty forward-thinking in as far as the league's tech platform. Fans will be able to log on to an app during the games and interact with the live stream broadcast. Charlie Ebersol told Fox Business that the league plans to roll out new features that will reward users for guessing the correct player outcome with points that can be exchanged for cash prizes or other perks.
Yeah.
So they are really going all in and thinking outside the box with this Alliance of American Football.
I will say this. The one thing that I really liked was the whole sky judge.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was pretty cool. The extra official with eyes in the sky that's actually on site. That's pretty cool. So basically you've got eight officials, seven on the field, and then one in the box who is essentially doing everything off the eye in the sky. So you can correct egregious plays, mistakes, and stuff like that. That will have, I think that will have some ramifications. But it's the legitimacy of guys like Hines, Ward, and Tuck, and Bill Poley. You've got some really legitimate people investing in this with time and energy and creativity and stuff. So, I don't know. After watching a little bit on week one, my likelihood of sneaking a peek on it in week two is probably pretty good.
I think mine
I
is,
would
too.
Say.
I need to watch.
It really is.
Yep.
So, we'll see. On this day in history, as we continue in a moment, 10:42, as Shane and I continue to work our way through the morning on this Tuesday edition. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.